Hello and welcome to the Extra Dinero Podcast. This is JR. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thank you very much. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast. I understand we are very limited in time, and you take the time to listen to me on your drive home, on your walk, while you're doing cleaning, washing the dishes, or whatever you might be doing. I truly appreciate you listening to this podcast. I promise you to provide as much value as possible so that you get the most value out of this podcast and get your time's worth. So I've been away for a while, with busy with school, work, kids, a lot of things going on in my life and personal life. I also recently started taking some guitar lessons, and something I've always wanted to learn to play since I was a little boy, and I'm doing it now, which I'm very happy and enjoying it a lot. So I have a story to tell you guys about retail arbitrage. Retail arbitrage will make you money as long as you put effort in. It's not easy. It's not, the money is not gonna start flowing for no reason. Just because now you want to do it, it will take trial and error. Believe me, when I first started selling, everything I bought was not a winner. I lost money, but throughout the years, I've learned how to do this business. I know what to look for, what sections to look for, what sells and what doesn't. And when I first started, I could go into a store and come out of the store an hour later with empty-handed. Now, I go to a store 15, 20 minutes, I'm out. With some money in my, and with making some money. And that's my goal of this podcast, to help you make money. I know we all need it for family vacations, for savings, for investments, for whatever it might be. But very important, keep an open mind. I know at first, when you first think about selling online, you have these negative thoughts. Who's gonna buy this? Why would anybody buy this from me? If it's cheaper at this store, why would they buy it from me? Why is it on clearance? Why would anybody want to buy something in clearance? If it's in clearance here, why don't they just buy it in clearance where they're at? Why would they buy it from me? Scrap that. Scrap that negative thinking, because, I mean, I did that. And recently I had an experience with a few of my ex-coworkers, which they are struggling nowadays. And I try to talk to them about retail arbitrage, and all of a sudden they thought I was making money by referring them to eBay, which, as far as I know, eBay does not do that. I was just trying to give them an idea, you know, of this, you can make money. You don't have to find an extra part-time job. This could be your part-time job, but it all depends on how much time and effort you put into this, you know. They seem kind of negative about it, I'm trying to explain to them why, and one thing that caught my mind, I'm like, well, it won't be a waste of time for me. That's what they say. How much is your time worth? How much are you making between, let's say you get off of work at 5, between 5 and 8 at night? How much are you making? Probably nothing, because you're sitting at home. So your time between those hours is worth nothing. So why not make some money? Don't say, will I waste my time? Your time's not worth anything between 5 and 8 or 9 or 10. You're at home probably watching Netflix or playing video games or whatever it might be. If you have a family, well, that's important. But you could find maybe an hour or two to invest and go look for stuff to sell online. So I try to convince them about why they need to do this, you know, to help them make some extra money. Try to better their financial situation. It seems like out of the two, only one listened, and he seems to have a open mind about it and wanting to do this business. So I hope he does. And if you have any questions, I will make sure to help him. But I want to tell you a story which has happened to me too. So I'm driving home, you know, and this business is not always, you're not always gonna hit gold. You know, it's not always going to be fun in games and making money and just, making all this thousands and thousands of dollars is not the way. Like, recently I stopped at two Targets empty-handed. You know, it happens. I'm driving home and I'm tired. You know, I want to go home and relax. There's another Target on my way home. I'm driving. I'm thinking, should I stop by? Stop at the Target, just keep on going home. I don't know what to do. I'm driving. At the last minute, I decide to make a right into the Target. I go into Target. I know what I'm looking for. 15 to 20 minutes, I'm out. So I walk in, I go to the toy section, nothing. I go to the baby section, nothing. I go to the toy section, nothing. And finally, I go to the electronics side of the store. Eureka. I don't know about you guys. I mean, if this is something you've been doing, you know that feeling where you find an item that's going to make you money. That feeling is just a rush, knowing that this is it. You're going to make money out of this item. So then, sure enough, I start scanning, start looking on my app. I start looking on the eBay app. I start looking at the Amazon app. And sure enough, this item is selling. It's as if you've listened to my podcast in the past, I'm looking for that 70% discounted ticket tag. And sure enough, it has it. I'm happy. I'm pumped. I know this is going to sell. And there's not one, not two, but three of them available. They're on clearance. I call the customer service person to come and help me. She opens it and gives me these three items. I am pumped. So pumped to have these items. So I buy them all. I ask the lady. Because sometimes you can have customer service reps at these stores that don't want to sell you all the items, because they say about they need to have enough for the other customers. But these were on clearance, so they didn't make a big fuss over it. And she sells them to me. On each of these items, I'm making $75 after fees and shipping. $75. Times three, you can do the math. That's what, $225. $225 between the two Target stores that I went and this one, maybe an hour and a half. So within an hour and a half, let's say with shipping, with packaging the stuff and listing the items, 2 hours. Within 2 hours of work, I've made $225 profit. I'm not talking about gross sales, you know, I'm not talking about the sales amount. I'm talking about net. I took home after the fees. This is what I put in my pocket. $225. Man, I was pumped. On bottom, I listed them. I bought these on Friday, listed them on Saturday, sold them all on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. Bought them Friday, listed them Saturday, sold them all on Sunday. $225 in my pocket. Guys, this is possible. Retail arbitrage is possible. You just need to look. There's so many stores. There's so many clearance. There's so many things going on sale. It's possible. $225. I don't know about you, but in 2 hours, I made $225. If you do the math, if you're working a part-time job in California, the minimum wage is $12. If you work five hours a day, let's say in 3 days, that's you'll make $180 in 3 days. I make that in 2 hours. Guys, I don't know about you, but I'd rather do that and be your own boss and do your own thing and sell these things. It is possible. And I've done this across the board through all these years. I've done it. And I don't do this all the time. I don't. I know that if you put effort into it and I only hit three stores in less than maybe an hour, hour and a half. If you don't have a full-time job, if you're looking for something to do, get in your car. Go look for this. Stop at all the stores. Target, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Walmart. Find the clearance section. You have a smartphone. Start scanning these items. Look how much they're selling for on eBay, on Amazon. If you're a beginner, do eBay. See how much they're going for. And flip these items. It is possible. don't, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm trying to convince you guys, and as I experience with my friends, some people won't get convinced. You know, they don't think it's possible. That's okay. But if one of you guys listening to me decides to do this, know that it is possible. It's not always fun and games. You will not always make $225 every week, every day, but you will do it if you hustle and you put the time and effort. You will do it. There's a lot of free 99 knowledge out there on YouTube, on podcasts, on this podcast. You know, listen to me and I'll try to help you as much as possible. So there is ways to make money. So with that said, the items that I sold were these Nest smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. As a 3-pack, they're selling for $324 on Amazon at Best Buy. I bought them for, with taxes, I paid $126 for these each. Each selling for $324 online on Amazon and Best Buy. So I listed them on eBay. I listed them for $265. I know it's a lot less than retail, and that, I mean, people go to eBay looking to pay less than retail. They don't want to pay full retail. If they did, they wouldn't go to eBay. And I sold, and I got offers for, I believe, $255 with free shipping. I sold them. I sold the first one, and the second person that bought actually bought both, two of them. My remaining two Nest smoke detector, carbon monoxide detectors, that the 3-pack, bought two of them. So I shipped them, send them off. They're done. They're gone. I made this money in less than 3 days. In 3 days, I should say. And again, these are Nest smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors 3-pack. Go to my Instagram at extra_dinero, extra_dinero, dinero, and you can see the pictures there to prove to you what I bought and what I flipped and how I put $225 in my pocket. I know some of you out there need $225. That's a car payment. That's maybe your gas bill, your electric bill, your cable bill. You know, I paid it. You know, I got that. So keep an open mind, guys. Again, this will not be easy, but it is possible. So keep an open mind. Keep on hustling. Keep on listening to the Extra Dinero podcast, where I'll give you more tips and I'll let you know what I buy, what I purchase, what I flip, where I do it. Oh, by the way, these items were found, oh, I think I said it, at Target. So again, listen to this podcast. I appreciate you spending time with me. I want to make these podcasts, you know, not too long so that you can enjoy them and get back to it. You know, that's what it's about. I don't want to talk for an hour. I want to give you the information as fast as I can so you can go out there and make this happen. All right, guys, thank you very much. I appreciate you listening, and you'll have a great day.